You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The College Football Experience, Oklahoma Sooners and Texas Longhorns to the SEC reaction show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1 million. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1 million. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Brian Bosworth, a.k.a. The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Welcome to the College Football Experience. Possible Oklahoma Sooners and Texas Longhorns to the SEC reaction show. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined via quickly throwing this together via the web. We got, you know, my co-host, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That the internet is holding up right now. I got to say,
unbelievable that the internet is holding up. Yes, that is very true. Third man in the booth, the DFS god himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living the free life, giving former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's up, guys? Pretty crazy, huh?
I mean, let's just get into this first. Let's just quickly react before we dive in specifics. Oklahoma and Texas, apparently put some feelers out for joining the SEC. If you've been living under a rock, this is what's going on. And that would require 11 of 14 votes. If that happened, and that could happen really fast within, from what I understand, this could happen within the next week, but, 11 of 14 votes would be needed. We know that I think A&M and Missouri would be penciled in no's right now, so they would need two other no's. But also, this could be a situation where it could also be Texas lobbying for more money from the Big 12 and just trying to call their bluff. But it seems pretty real, and this could have a catastrophic effect here, essentially, because I think then the Big Ten would rush to grab teams. And from what I'm understanding, they would try to pry from the ACC, I believe, and perhaps Notre Dame. And then the ACC and Pac-12 would also be scrambling around to grab teams. And who knows what would happen with the Big 12, whether they'd be able to lure teams in or they would just dissolve into the abyss. But what's your reaction, guys, on Oklahoma and Texas, perhaps in the SEC? Nick?
Well, at first, to be honest with you, I just thought it was kind of like clickbait. I thought it's in the summer. People are, you know, starving for people to, you know, check out the columns they're writing and whatnot. I just thought it was kind of, you know, some pie in the sky, you know, not really any, you know, ground in reality, but the more and more I hear about it, perhaps I was wrong. I guess maybe it is legitimate and potentially could happen, which is pretty crazy. So obviously every decision comes down to money. So I assume that Texas is not happy, and maybe even Oklahoma, with the money they're getting from the Big 12. And they just want to, you know, be the first people to do something rather than waiting and you know, not joining the SEC when they eventually go to a super conference, I suppose. Well, I don't know. I'm still digesting all this myself.
Well, Texas is never happy. All right. And that's my problem with the University of Texas. I feel like they're always complaining. There's always something. Maybe this is a bluff call, but I actually think it might be reality here with all this change from the NIL to, you know, 12-team college football playoff. And that's one thing we didn't hit on. From what I understand from a few different experts, this would really push the 12-team playoff to really be delayed or maybe not even ever occur.
So they say why? I mean, why is it?
Well, right now it's based on 5 automatic bids. By the SEC would then not be down with 12. If you're adding in Oklahoma and Texas, I think they would want more outright bids, because of their league getting much more difficult, and also adding those two teams and bigger. And
The SEC gets bigger. They add Texas and Oklahoma, and therefore that allows them to renegotiate their TV contract.
Yes. And I also believe that for the playoffs, if we're talking playoff here, like that would be, why would we want a 12-team playoff when we have most of the great teams in college football? Right? Why would we want that? I mean, yes, they might want a playoff down the line, but I'm saying, I think their thing is they want more teams in than
what. Yeah. So maybe they'd have to be also renegotiate how many teams they could potentially send to a 12-team playoff. I still think they want a larger playoff because that means more money.
But
even if it's at 4 and you add Texas and Oklahoma, you're still probably just getting 2 in max, if that.
Yeah. And well, I agree. They want a larger playoff, but as far as this thing happening 2 years from now, I think it completely delays. And from what I understand, this isn't just my train of thought. This is what several people believe, is that this will damage the fact of us seeing it anytime really soon.
Well, it seems to me like the original 12-team plan kind of came together pretty quickly anyway.
No. It was actually over. It was over like 2 years. They were working on that before COVID. I think they were planning to release more, and COVID happened.
Well, I think even if they have to renegotiate how many teams the SEC could send, well, right now there's not a cap, I don't think, you know?
Yeah.
The cap would be 7.
Yeah.
Because you'd have your other 5 conference champions.
Yeah.
That would definitely get a spot.
So I don't know if anything that much changes. And if this happens, the SEC is going to hold all the cards. The other conferences, they still want a larger playoff also because it's more money, even if that means allowing one more SEC team in or something.
Oh no, so I still think the playoff is inevitable, but I think this could really change when we see the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like this could really change when we see a larger playoff, and apparently like the competition that it would quickly do for the other conferences. Instantly, they say that the Big Ten, ACC, and Pac-12 would be scrambling to try to meet with 16 teams. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you might see like an ACC American kind of merger, a Pac-12 Mountain West kind of merger.
I think the Pac-12 might go for an Oklahoma State or a Texas Tech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, certainly. And the Big 12 would be, the rest of the Big 12 would go to, you know, Mountain the West. Big 10.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on how many they would be. I mean, cause I guess you figure there's still 8 teams left that could be going in different directions. So depending on how big the Pac-12 or the Big 10 want to get.
Yeah.
Well,
the most attractive landing spots would be the Big 10, more money.
Well, that
followed by the ACC, followed by the Pac-12.
Well, no, this is what, I mean, granted, I'm just reading a few different sources here, but they're saying that potentially the Big 12 would reach into the ACC. They would not go for the likes of a West Virginia. And
so
stuff.
Why
they,
would any ACC school go to the Big 12? That doesn't make any sense.
No, not the Big 12, the Big 10. The Big 10 would go for North Carolina, Virginia.
And UNC will be hotly contested for by both the SEC and the ACC. I mean, the SEC maybe at 16 is full though.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. The ACC has always been on pretty firm ground. You know, there was talk when all this realignment stuff happened a while ago that, you know, maybe some schools might go to the SEC or something. Well, you know, the conference stayed intact, and maybe I'm being a little bit of a homer here, but I would think that it would turn into a Power Four instead of a Power Five. And basically the Big 12 is basically disbanded. You know, maybe they merge with some Mountain West schools and they might still call it the Big 12, but it wouldn't be part of the group of power conferences.
Here's the thing though. You're going to have the same problem with four power conferences that you have now. There's going to be an odd man out because the SEC is going to expect two teams in a 4-team playoff every single year. Yeah. So expansion has to happen either way, I think.
Right.
I
think they can figure it out. Right.
This is a source on the Big 12 call tonight saying league wants to know Texas and Oklahoma's motivation for leaving the SEC. Is it all financial or other issues? What would it take for them to stay? Neither Texas or Oklahoma participated in the call tonight, but the source said, I don't think it's 100% that they're gone. So,
well, they've never been happy in the Big 12. I mean, there was all kinds of rumors, Texas to the Pac-12 and everything. Once again, during the whole last realignment shuffle. So they're never happy. Like you said it, you know, so I'm not surprised. The Big 12 was always the conference most acceptable to being to schools leaving.
But for a team that's got four losing seasons in the past 10 years and a team that has won national championship since 1975 or something, I just feel like, how are they calling these shots? I understand that they have a big fan base and make a lot of cash, but I just don't.
Yeah.
I'll put it like this. Call me old school, but I've never seen conference realignment make the sport better.
No. And the bigger the conferences get, the less they feel like a conference. You know, would they just keep an East and West? And then would you not even play every team in your own division every year?
Yeah.
You know, at some point it's too big and you no longer feel like a conference. It's bad enough now that, you know, for example, where I live, Duke and NC State, the campuses are 15 miles apart and they play like once every 7 years. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And, but I mean, that would be, see, cause I think the Big 10 would have a chance to grab North Carolina and Virginia because they make, so the Big 10 makes a lot more money than the ACC. So it makes sense.
I don't know. I mean, UNC is the ACC. They could have made that jump last time too.
Yeah. But I mean, right? But I think now, once again, all of this changed this off season.
I got the TV, the revenue numbers pulled up and I can rattle them off real quick.
Yeah.
Big 10 over the past year, $768 million, SEC, $728 million. It's a little surprising. Big 10 is pulling in more money than SEC, but then Pac-12, $533 million, surprisingly above the ACC, is down at $496 million. And then the Big 12 all the way down at $409 million, almost getting doubled up by the likes of the Big 10 and the SEC. So from a financial standpoint, I definitely see their gripe. Now, then again, there are less teams to divide that money among, so it's probably not as bad as it seems, but still. I mean, Texas did a lot of that themselves by doing the Longhorn Network, and I think that has brought the revenue for everyone else down a little
bit. I agree. You know? If they would have kept Nebraska and Colorado and Missouri in A&M in the conference, I think the Longhorn Network was the thing that really started all this change in a way.
It is interesting that A&M does not want Texas to join the SEC, and it makes total sense. A&M kind of has their own brand being in the SEC, being the only Texas school in the conference. When they were in the Big 12, they were definitely overshadowed by Texas. So that makes a lot of sense. You were saying before the pod started that LSU, Missouri, A&M.
Well,
they might be at least be the three schools that do not want the move, right?
Arkansas, I, from what I understand, Missouri would vote no, and A&M would vote no. After that, they need two more votes for no to not allow Texas in. I don't even know about Oklahoma, and I think it's a package deal. Maybe, I don't know, but it makes it very interesting. From what one article I was reading saying, like, hey, well, Texas A&M's athletic director or school president's calling up Arkansas, trying. He's basically a salesman right now, trying to say, guys, don't do this. Don't do this. But yes, in a way, you would think also at the same time, what's that number? Because A&M, at what point, what would you pay to muzzle A&M's president? Because they are going to be making more money with adding Oklahoma and Texas in there. But obviously their football teams and basketball teams will be severely affected by this.
I don't think you can pay enough to A&M because you see their rise happening right now. You know, granted that was 1 year, it was a COVID year, but I do think that they are in the SEC approaching like the level of taking over Texas as the team in Texas. You know, I mean, they were the best team in Texas last year, probably. And a couple more years of that and like kind of cornering the market on Texas recruiting, then they become a real powerhouse and maybe the team that Texas is supposed to be and a championship contender in a lot of years. And I'm sure Texas is shitting the bed just looking at that. And that might be what's prompting their move here.
It is funny that both A&M and Missouri don't want this. You know, it's like they just moved into a nice new neighborhood and they're like, all right, now nobody else can move in.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And now that we're in, close the gates. don't build any more houses in this neighborhood.
Texas is like the rich guys from their old neighborhood that used to piss on them. And then they came up and now Texas wants to move in and they're flipping them the bird.
Yeah.
Right? I'm surprised that Missouri is petty as they are about it.
But. Well, I think you're going into Texas and recruiting. So, I mean, but
that's true too.
And they were in the Big 12. So they saw Texas call the shots. And that's the one thing I am surprised about. Yes. I understand the SEC wanting to add these two brands. It makes a lot of sense. But like I said, Texas has been a problem to deal with for a long time. So you would wonder if Greg Sankey would say, man, do you realize you're who you were letting in your conference that could really, you just be a pain in the ass to deal with. But I don't know. But, the Big 12 did issue this statement right now. Oklahoma and Texas are founding members of the Big 12, and we value their traditions and history of success. The eight members strongly desire to retain their current composition, which has proven it can compete at the highest of levels. So I guess that's what we would expect, right? They know they need them.
Yeah.
If they were to leave, I've read stuff that obviously they could just turn to nothing, but you know, just the conference dissolves. But I could also see them trying to make a play because right now their TV deal is better for a Cincinnati or a UCF or a South Florida or a Memphis or something. Apparently, from what I understand, from what I was reading, now this is speculation, I should say. So, Baylor, Texas Tech, and us other schools would not welcome SMU in Houston. They're not excited about that possibility. So they would,
dude, they might not have a choice.
Yeah.
They might need to get schools just to keep the conference afloat. Like if I'm Cincinnati, yeah, Memphis, and if this happens, if the SEC turns into a super conference, there's going to be other conferences that are going to do the same. I think they'll have much better offers from the ACC, from the Big Ten.
And I mean, I understand that the contract right now is better, that the Big 12 money is better till 2025. Than the AAC, but long term, I think without Texas and Oklahoma, the AAC is probably a better conference with football and basketball.
Yeah, I don't see a rush to join the Big 12 minus Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, maybe they could lure BYU. Maybe I don't know.
I think what would happen probably is that the top schools in the Mountain West would probably go to the Pac-12,
the Pac-12.
Okay.
In the Mountain West, you're saying
Mountain West potentially. Okay. And then some of the attractive schools in the Big 12, like Iowa State would be a good fit in the Big 10.
Same with Kansas and Kansas State. I think the Big 10's wanted Kansas basketball for a while. Yeah. There.
So then you would have the rest of the Big 12 and the rest of the Mountain West come together as one.
Interesting.
That makes sense. Do you think that the Pac-12 will definitely want to expand if the SEC does to 16. Yeah. Pac-12 is obviously at 12. So you think they'll put in 2 to 4 more teams automatically?
I think, I think if one conference becomes a super conference, I think the rest of the dominoes will fall and all the other conferences will try to, you know,
stay on the same level as the SEC.
It'll be interesting to see, because you know the Pac-12 doesn't go for religious schools traditionally. They haven't had tried to get BYU, so rules out Baylor and TCU. But maybe they make a play for Oklahoma State or Texas Tech or something, and then maybe you try to add San Diego State and Boise State, and that's your conference. I saw things that maybe the Big 12 would try to reach out to the Arizona schools, but
I would think they would want
to stay in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Having the ACC is evidence that having one team that has the potential to compete for a national championship is kind of what makes a conference. That's the thing that separates the ACC from the AAC right now is Clemson. So I guess the Pac-12 has USC and Oregon that fit that bill, potentially Washington. You know, you want to gravitate toward where the big time power teams are, and the Big 12 will have none at that point. So no one's going to want to go there. You know,
Matt Campbell, baby.
That's true. Maybe Matt Campbell comes up.
So all in all, I mean, I know, are you guys fans of this move or not, Nick?
No, not at all. Once again, like too many teams it's too many schools in a conference. It's not even really a conference anymore. It's just this big group of schools that really don't play each other often. And they're, you know, it lacks rivalries and it's all, you know, money driven, and you hate to see money, you know, ruin or corrupt the sport you love.
Pat, what do you think of this? Would you be in favor of this or no?
I'm not in favor, because I think it kind of disrupts the landscape too much, and it consolidates the power even more extremely in that conference. And it's already a problem that it's that extreme as it is. But as it comes to like the rivalries, from what I'm hearing, they're going to go to probably the pod system, you know, where you have your four 14 pods. And so you play your relative regional rivalries, and then you end up playing. So you play some of the other teams that you don't play every year, a little less. And you play some of the you actually end up playing some of the other teams that were in another division that you only play like once every 7 years, like Nick mentioned, you play them a little more. So I don't think from a rivalry standpoint, it's going to have too terrible of an effect. It may even be a better thing ultimately, but I just think, yeah, it's terrible to, you know, have that many teams. And it's really confusing, especially from a timing standpoint. Like, they're just opening the problem for the Pac-12 and the Big 12, where they were the odd man out, you know, of a 14 playoff. And so with the door open for a guaranteed spot, basically for them every year in the playoff, then they have competitive, like Oklahoma split a home and home with Ohio State. Oklahoma took Georgia to overtime. Georgia almost won the national championship. Oklahoma, what else did they do? I mean, they beat Alabama and they kicked Alabama's ass with Trevor Knight. Like, they are on that level. They're probably, aside from Alabama, they're on with the likes of USC, Clemson, Ohio State. So in any given year, if they are guaranteed a spot in the playoff, their recruiting will probably come up, and I think the whole thing will even out. I think that's what the 12-team playoff was going to do. But if you take that away right now, and that screws all of that, you know, so it's terrible.
And
you wonder if the Big 12 should have made some movements and expanded a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I was telling Patty C that yesterday, that they should have been more proactive. They weren't.
But were they powerless? Cause maybe Texas and Oklahoma didn't want more schools. Well, and then they had to divide the money up by more people.
Well, I know that when they inquired about Houston, Texas said, you put Houston here, we'll leave. So,
yeah.
I'm also sure that Texas and Oklahoma know that they have all the power when the conference is a little less stable, you know, so they're able to call the shots and pull shit like this. And probably it may be what Colby's saying, you know, get a bigger piece of the pie if they're just using this as a negotiation thing. And if the conference is more stable, then they'll just say, fuck you to Texas, you know? So maybe there is some of that, because it does seem like Texas has been trying to undermine the Big 12 for years now.
Fuck Texas. They're a bunch of bitches.
Yeah, I completely, I mean, I can't stand Texas, but I will say this, Patty C, I think you're just looking at it from the SEC point of view. So maybe you say it won't hurt rivalries there, and perhaps we get Texas and Texas A&M back, which would be great for the sport. But at the same time, if it has this ripple effect, which I think everyone's calling for, then other rivalries will suffer.
Absolutely.
Like, if maybe we don't see Duke Carolina anymore, if Carolina's in the Big Ten. You know what I mean? Oklahoma State won't be playing Oklahoma anymore. If Oklahoma State's in the Pac-12 or something, every time there's realignment, since I can recall, I with the exception of maybe when the first Big 12, when it went from Big 8 to Big 12, I think that got a little bit better. But
you're telling me I can't watch TC. I can't watch TCU beat Texas every year now.
I know. That's another thing. They probably left because Gary Patterson whoops their ass. That's what really happened, right? They're like, hey, if we keep playing Gary Patterson every year, we're just going to take an L every year.
There may actually be something to that, because we were talking about it before, how, you know, allowing the other teams in Texas a place at the table, kind of maybe affecting Texas's recruiting, because they're in the same conference and they're probably seeing Texas A&M destroying it, having like the SEC to themselves. And they say, hey, and not only do we jump in and get that extra money, but we block out all these other teams that are recruiting Texas for our talent.
100%.
They've had any trouble, but
if they join the SEC, I think they would get a big time. I mean, like you said, not that like they've had a ton of trouble, but I do think it would separate. I think Baylor and TCU and Texas Tech would have a much harder time recruiting than previously.
I mean, that could be the difference too, is that they used to be a top three recruiting team and they've slipped, you know, they're kind of in the lower half of the top 10. And traditionally that's means you're not as competitive in the playoffs. So not that they're anywhere close to that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just know that, I don't know. I'm not for it, but it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out. Do we want to add in anything else before we get out of here?
About Texas?
About Texas or Oklahoma, you know what I mean? No, like,
Texas. That's what I wanted to add.
Yeah.
Oklahoma deserves some of this blame too, because it sounds like Texas is all doing all the work and all the plans, and they're just like riding their coattails. So fuck Oklahoma too.
There you go.
There you go. I want this pilot. All right, you want this pilot? Unfortunately, we'll see how this shakes out. But Texas is really doing this right now. We'll see how it all shakes out, guys. If you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, check out all of our other episodes. We're breaking down all 130 college football teams. Got a solo podcast for each and every FBS college football team. So subscribe, tell a friend. And also remember that we have the College Basketball Experience. Texas Longhorns looking loaded this year. Same with Porter Moser, Oklahoma, and the rest of the Big 12. We're talking college basketball year round on the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend. And me, Patty C, NC Nick, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been doing it for 4 years now. So, but never had a losing season, any of us. All right. For each individual sport, we've been over 500 for each and every sport, way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on the SGPN app, which is free to download at the App Store or Google Play Store. And not only will you get all of our picks that have been fire, you'll also get all of our content. Just had Phil Steele on the show, Mike Leach, Randy Cross. We got guests all the time, Bill Burr. Go get that app. You'll have fun. And yeah, I mean, check it out. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm trying to charge you for is your kindness. When you download that app, can you give us a 5-star review? Say some nice things about us. And if you do, take a screenshot. Find me on Twitter at TheColeBD. Give me a follow. Show me that screenshot. And we'll send you a brand new College Experience t-shirt, whether it's football or whether it's basketball. It's up to you. Do that. Follow me at TheColeBD. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And Patty C's on Twitter at PattyC831. Give them all a follow. And the College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And what else do we got? The Sports Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give all of them a follow. Check them out. And check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast, as well. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.